So as we have mentioned already in service, today is the first Sunday of Lent, and we began Lent this past Wednesday as a community at our Ash Wednesday service. And there we meditated with water and oil and ashes in preparation for this Lenten journey before us, a time of wandering and a time of wondering. Lent is the season of the church calendar in which for 40 days, and as Jim will tell you, not including Sundays, we recommit to discipline and prepare ourselves in mind, body, and spirit to encounter the Lord Jesus anew on the day of resurrection, Easter Sunday. So for much of society, however, Lent is simply seen as a time to give up bad habits, right? Some of us will see these 40 days as a time to give up eating chocolate, a time to give up smoking, a time to eat less red meat, or a time to swear or not swear as much. When engaged prayerfully and faithfully, these are all valid ways of relinquishing the grip of decadency in a manner that reduces the ways in which life's treats can become life's threats by interfering with relationship with God. But we must be certain not to use Lent as a simple reset button for our quickly forgotten New Year's resolutions. When we treat Lent like it's a God-mandated New Year's resolution, part two, we often fall into a place where many of us find ourselves right now on our 2015 New Year's resolutions. Some of you know what I mean. We took on well-intended resolutions back on January 1st, and we resolved to abruptly make drastic changes from our long ingrained behavior. And when we gave it all we had until we couldn't fight against ourselves anymore, we find ourselves where we are, disappointed, discouraged, and disheartened. Disappointed, discouraged, and disheartened, I do not believe that is the state of mind, body, or spirit that God would have for us. Amen? Nor is it what God truly wants for us, not now and not ever. God, on the other hand, invites us on journeys. Journeys where God meets us where we are and introduces us by God's grace to the people God is calling us to be. In today's scripture, we will see that God indeed has the opposite of being disappointed, discouraged, and disheartened in store for those who are willing to journey the perturbing and perplexing situations to which God is calling them. Our two scriptures have some key characteristics that will help us if we just but pay attention as we begin this Lenten journey. A journey that God is calling us, both as a church and as individuals. A journey, too, that we may find perturbing and perplexing. Perturbing and perplexing like snow that just won't stop. Amen. Perturbing and perplexing like empty spaces in our sanctuary. Perturbing and perplexing as we start this journey. We find in our scripture that where resolutions can leave us disappointed, God's journeys, well, they have a way of making us know just exactly how much God has appointed us to do certain things in the world. Noah, as many of us remember from Sunday school or Jim Carrey's blockbuster Bruce Almighty, was called by God from amongst the people to build an ark at the ripe old age of 600. It says in Genesis 6 that when God wanted to wipe out all of creation in its wickedness. But Noah found favor in God's eyes. Because Noah was a righteous person, blameless in his generation, Noah walked with God. Walking with God denotes a steadfast relationship. Walking with God means not turning away to follow those distractions, even when God's directions are perturbing and perplexing. Walking with God means paying attention to how and where God is moving and speaking in the world, even when it doesn't all make sense. Amen. And because Noah was walking with God, he heard and he heeded the call to which God had appointed him. Noah accepted his appointment when he followed God's directions in building an ark. Noah accepted his appointment when he gathered together his family and all the animals two by two. Noah accepted his appointment when the rain began to sprinkle on day one, when the animals began to smell by day two, when the waves began to crash by day 20. Noah accepted his appointment when the waters swelled on day 30, and when the storm stopped on day 40. And as today's scripture shows, Noah accepted his appointment as he stood in for all of humanity, for all of creation, to engage in a covenant, a divine and holy legal contract and promise with God Almighty. A covenant of peace. Amen. A covenant of care, a covenant of divine self-restraint. Then God said to Noah and to his sons with him, "As for me, I am establishing my covenant with you and your descendants after you, and with every living creature that is with you, the birds, the domestic animals, and every animal that is on earth with you, as many as came out of the ark." God says, I'm establishing my covenant with you that never again shall I cut off flesh by the waters of the flood, and never again will I destroy the earth by flood. God gave us a sign. Amen. This is the sign of the covenant that I make with you, that I will set down my bow. God has set down the divine weapon of destruction in the clouds, and it shall be a sign of the covenant between me and the earth. And when I bring clouds over the earth, you'll see that bow. Then God said to Noah, "This is what I establish between me and all the earth." Noah had an appointment. Amen. Yes, at the end of his perturbing and perplexing journey, he was not left disappointed. Amen. And the same is true for Jesus in our gospel text. He is appointed as he was baptized by John in the Jordan, and just as he was coming out of the water, he saw the heavens torn apart and the Spirit descended like a dove, and the voice from heaven said, you are my son, the beloved, and with you I am well pleased. How perturbing and perplexing it would be then for the Holy Spirit of God to take Jesus, but where? The wilderness. That doesn't make sense. Amen. My beloved, I think of what I do for Soraya, my beloved. I don't send her in the wilderness. But yet, how perplexing it is in our view for the Holy Spirit of God to drive Jesus out into the wilderness with the wild beasts to be tempted by Satan, the evil one, for 40 days. So many of us Well, the thought of being wandering in the wilderness with the wild beasts is so debilitating that we dare not start this journey. Amen. Some of us knows what it means. And sometimes it means that you won't dare take the time to be expressive in your praise because you might encounter that wild beast of embarrassment. For some of us, this means you won't dare set aside the time for prayer because you might just visit one of those wild beasts of divine silence. Or come face to face with your distrust of God. For others of us, it means that we dare not take the time to study scriptures because we just might bump into that wild beast of hard to process scripture. Amen. The unknown of any journey can be scary, but brothers and sisters, do not be discouraged in the face of our Lenten journey or in any of the journeys that God has called you to. You must trust and recognize God's character and, as our name says, God's providence. Verse 13 says, Jesus was in the wilderness for 40 days, tempted by Satan, and Jesus was with the wild beasts, and the angels waited on him. The angels, the messengers of God's words, waited on him. God has promised to remember us no matter what, and God provides what it is that we need to get where it is God is calling us. We need not be discouraged, but we must be encouraged. Encouraged by the word of God, by God's steadfast love that endures forever. God saw Noah and he sent the dove to offer encouragement. God saw Jesus in his humanity and sent the angels to encourage him. God did it for Noah, God did it for Jesus, and God is doing it and will do it for us, beloved. Amen. In this Lenten season, we are called to gather together for such things like our TNTs and our outreach summits and our house groups. And there, if you've been, you know you find encouragement for the journey. Amen. When we participate, we are able to be angels, messengers of God's good news with and for each other when we might otherwise be too discouraged, too perturbed, too perplexed to move on the journey by ourselves. Providence Presbyterian Church, as a community and as individuals representing particular families and neighbors, cultures and backgrounds, we have been appointed and we are being encouraged for such a time as this. We shall not be disheartened. We shall not venture with God dismayed, nor downcast, nor demoralized, but instead we shall walk with God, like Noah, uplifted by hope. Hope in the one who, after being in the wilderness himself for 40 days, went to Galilee and proclaimed to all that were willing to hear, the time is fulfilled. The kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe. So if you are ready for this journey, let me hear you say amen. If you are ready, despite the fact that it will be perturbing and perplexing, let me hear you say amen. Repeat after me, church, then. We are ready to wander, to wonder, to be appointed by God, to be encouraged by God, to be uplifted by God. And the people of God said, amen.